Hey, it's me, Wynn. Welcome back to the second ever episode of this podcast. Today we are going to be talking about the Student Council. And yes, I have been the Student Council president of 2019 to 2020 in my school, but I know I haven't done much this year due to the pandemic. However, I would still like to share my experience with you all. So today we're just going to talk about the basics, some procedures, and some tips. Okay, let's start off with the procedures first. The procedures might be different for different schools, but in my school, this is how it works. Firstly, a teacher sends out an invitation for student council applications. And then you can form a team and discuss the year plan and promotional methods, and most importantly, hand in the application form. You should include a proposal for your promotional methods and also a year plan. So, after you form a team, discuss everything, then it will be the promotional period. So the student council at that time would guide you and tell you how you should do it, give you directions, and give you advice. Then the day or 2 days before the election, it will be the student council debate. Only if there are two or more student cabinets that applied. If there's only one cabinet, usually they will do vote for confidence or not confidence. So then it will be election day. It will take out the whole school day and no promotion is allowed. I'm not so sure about other schools once again, but in my school at least this is what happens. No promotion is allowed during the election day. So then, during the hour and two after the poll closes, the student council at that time will start counting the votes, and then the results will be announced. If you lose, then you lose. Try again next year. If you are elected, then there will be a meeting with the student council cabinet members about the election results and what you have to do next. In the transitional period, the elected student council and the student council at that time would have meetings together, just so that the elected student council can have some practice and know what's going on. And then obviously it would be the inauguration, so you would officially be the student council. A little bit more of an add-on, during the transitional period, the new student council and the old one would both hold activities together as a team, so that the elected student council can get a grasp of what's going on. So now moving on to the tips, I have a few tips for people who want to be the student council and what you should prepare for after you get elected. So firstly, in the procedures, I have mentioned that you should form a team. However, when you form a team, don't ask people just because they're your friends. You have to consider their capability and if they really want to be part of the student council. You should also ask people who are for sure staying for the next school year, because I made a mistake where I asked my friends and I didn't know they were going overseas. So the next year they kind of just left and we didn't have a lot of people in our cabinet. I also asked people who are not capable and asked people who didn't really want to be in the student council and is just busy in general. So that is one of the mistakes I made. So definitely ask people who actually wants to be in the student council and who would actually devote their time to become part of the student council. And remember, if you're trying to enroll for the student council, you shouldn't enroll because of your portfolio. That is not an acceptable reason why you should want to be a student council. That if you want to be a student council, firstly, you should think if you really care. If you don't care about the school, if you don't care about the students, then I don't see a point in you trying to enroll for the student council, because the purpose of the student council would be to be representative of the student body. So obviously, if you don't care about the students, then don't even think about it. So during the promotional period, you should do as much as you can. It doesn't matter if you hold a cringy event, just as long as you get good publicity, it is acceptable. Because one of the years there were three cabinets, and one of the cabinets they had a really neat and good year plan, but during their promotional period they didn't do a good job in promoting and gain publicity, hence they kind of just lost. So obviously promoting is very important and publicity is very, very important and is essential. You have to get recognized and you have to try your best to get out of the way just so that students will actually trust you and think that you are reliable. Obviously, some people would choose people who are really popular at school to be part of the cabinet so that they can gain publicity. I understand where you're coming from because I did that as well. But I don't think it's the best method to gain more publicity. Again, you have to consider their reliability, their capability, and their abilities in general. So after you get elected, you have to start building up your confidence, because if you don't have confidence, no one's going to trust you and no one's going to think you can do things. You have to start being strong, obviously. And if you're not confident about yourself and if you don't trust yourself, then no one's going to trust you. Just remember that. I know building confidence takes a lot of time and it's pretty hard for someone to gain confidence like immediately. That's why after you get elected, you have to start trying to gain your own confidence. And how you would do that is there's a lot of ways to do that. So I might make another episode to talk about how to become confident, even though I'm not the best role model at it, but a lot of people still ask me that, which is interesting. But I would still make an episode about that. Anywho, after you get elected, obviously you will get hate and criticism from other people. And obviously you have to embrace to all kinds of opinions from other people, but don't let the hate get to you, because if you let the hate get to you, they are going to think that you're weak and they're going to think, again, you're not reliable. People just want to hate because they're bored. So what you're gonna do is ignore the hate. I'm not telling you to be denial or anything, but if it's not constructive criticism, just remember it's because they can't find a reason to hate you and they're just hating you for entertainment. So what you're gonna do is thicken your own skin, embrace to all kinds and all types of opinions, even if it's good or bad, or if it's actual constructive criticism, obviously you should accept it because they're doing it for the good. But if it's someone who gives you hate that is unnecessary, then just ignore it, because they're not worth your time. You'd have to know your own worth. They're not worth your precious time. Just ignore their ass. And for planning events, time management is the key to all things. Even if it's for school, for your work, or whatever, or planning events, time management is important in different types of tasks or jobs. You should make a timeline of who's responsible for what task and when is the deadline of the task, so that you can know who's responsible, obviously, and you can plan your time a little bit well. You can also, you know, adjust the timeline according to your schedule. And obviously, a to-do list is very important, because if you're forgettable like me and you have a goldfish memory, then a to-do list is really helpful. You know what you did and what you didn't do, so that you can keep track on what you're doing. And last but not least is to have a schedule, a physical schedule book or a Google Calendar or any app, whatever. Just write down what you have to do. Write down your test dates, write down your exam dates, write down your quiz dates, whatever, and write down the deadlines of each task so you would know what to do before when, and you have 1 week prior, a few days prior, so that you can prepare for that. So obviously, again, time management is very important, even though I don't have the best time management skills, but I'm trying to improve in that area, so I might, again, do another episode on this. So that's basically it for the procedures and tips. I don't really have much to talk about for the basics at the moment. However, I do have a lot of student council stories that I would like to share, because obviously I would like to share them, and I would like you all to actually think about it before you apply to become the student council member. One last reminder is that, again, if you are doing this solely because you want fame or you want something good on your portfolio, I highly recommend you to not do it. Don't waste your time on doing things that, you know, you don't want to do. So do something that you actually want to do. Don't force yourself into it. And again, if you have any questions, you can ask me through Instagram or use the record a message function on Anchor. Yeah, that's basically it. So I'll see you guys next time, probably next Wednesday. So see you later. Bye.